This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, Trivia Geeks, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined by my very, 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 very best friend, Meredith Solo. Meredith, I have so much fun planned for us today.
Oh, I cannot wait, Brittany, but I'm really nervous about, I know what we're going to talk about today, and I'm very nervous, kids. I'm just going to tell you, very nervous.
Yeah, today we're going to go someplace we have never been before. And that place is Middle Earth. That's right, Hobbits. We're playing Lord of the Rings trivia. Lord of the Rings trivia! I'm nervous about this one myself, and yeah. I'm reading the questions.
Okay. Fun fact, I do have some Lord of the Ring knowledge. I'm married to a very big Lord of the Rings fan. And my teenage son also loves Lord of the Rings. So there's a lot of Lord of the Rings stuff around my house, including our English bulldog, whose name is Bilbo after Bilbo Baggins, the Hobbit.
Okay.
So before we get into this, the Hobbit, like I actually might do okay, but I'm a little nervous that I'm going to let my family down and my dog Bilbo down today. We'll see.
Before we get started, I do want to take a quick time out and say we just had, I believe, animal trivia a couple shows before this. And somebody pointed out that one of the answers wasn't entirely correct, and it was about orcas. And we had said that they were whales because killer whales are orcas. And in fact, they are a member of the dolphin family. So,
okay, listen.
Thanks for pointing it out to us.
Thanks for pointing it out. We would appreciate you changing your review back from 3 stars to 5 stars now, because sometimes we get them wrong.
We
but
do.
I have and to I also tell you, when we read out. When we read it, I was like, "What? What is this person talking about? Orcas are whales." But then when we really looked into it, I don't know. Sometimes we're wrong.
Sometimes we're wrong. And I do still want to point out, just as a general FYI, that this show is still awesomely, also sometimes co-written and edited by our children, who are the ages of 11.
Our kids 15. Come up with a lot of trivia.
No, they do. So I'm not even going to hate on them. They do an amazing job. And I think missing like one or two out of like the 8 billion shows we had is pretty good. So back to Lord of the Rings, which I am now extra nervous about, because I hope that one, these questions are great. And two, I pronounce everything correctly. So I'm going to ask for some little Hobbit grace from you all today as we dive into the Shire. The Shire. That's where we're going.
Let's go to Middle Earth.
Okay. As a reminder, I'm leading you through 2 rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, you're going to tally up your score and crown the winner. And hopefully you're going to beat Meredith. That's the goal. That's the goal, my little hobbits. Okay, round one, question one. The Lord of the Rings movies are based on a novel by what author?
Okay, I know it. His last name is like Tolkien. What is it?
Yes, I'm going to give it to you. J.R.R. Tolkien.
J.R.R. That's right.
J.R.R. Rolls Tanner. Off the tongue. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay, Junior.
Yeah. Question number two. What does Gollum call the Ring of Power?
Okay, it's my precious.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to do the voice. It is.
My precious.
Okay, question three. How many rings of power were made?
I think it's 8 rings.
More than 8. So it turns out 3 were made for the elves, 7 for the dwarves, and 9 for men.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
No, I know. Question number 4. Frodo, the protagonist, belongs to which mortal race?
Frodo is a hobbit.
He is a hobbit. That is correct. Question number 5. What is the name of Frodo and Bilbo's home?
Baggins.
What'd you say?
Baggins.
You're kind of close.
What is
it's
it?
It's Bag End in the Shire. So
that's
the area of the Shire they live is Bag End.
Wait, so, Bilbo Baggins of Bag End? Is that what you're telling me? Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, question number 6. How long does Bilbo have the one ring before he gives it to Frodo?
It was like his whole life. Like he had it his whole life. So he had it since he was a young man. So I want to say, I would say like 45 years.
60 years. Shoot. 60 years he had that ring. Okay, question number 7. What does the inscription on the one ring say?
I have no idea. Is it my precious?
It's not. It's one ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them, which is a lot to put on the inside of a ring. I'm just going to say, as somebody who once had Boys to Men lyrics engraved on a ring for her boyfriend in high school, I could only get like 6 words. So this is a lot, is all I'm saying. Question number 8. Name 4 of the 9 people in the Fellowship of the Ring.
Four of the 9.
Yeah, there was 9 people in the Fellowship. Can you name 4 of them?
Well, Frodo.
Yes.
And he was with Samwise.
Yes.
And Gandalf.
Yes.
I don't know anyone else.
Oh, you were so close. So there's Aragorn, Boromir, Legolas, Gimli, you said Gandalf, Frodo, Samwise, and Merry and Pippin. So that was the 9. That was the fab 9.
I wouldn't have known. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Question number 9. What is Gollum's favorite food? It's so gross, you guys. Watching him eat this is just too much.
What was he eating? Slugs.
Fish. He eats fish. Whole fish. Just right out of the riverbank. Just digs right into it. Okay, final question of this round. What all-seeing symbol did Sauron adopt in the movies.
It's that. It's that spinning eye. It's the eye.
Yeah. Yeah. The eye of Sauron. That is right. I'm going to give it to you. Good job. Okay. Good job. All right. That is the end of round one. I think we did pretty well. I mean, considering pretty well.
I don't know. I don't know how good that was.
I think the good news is the questions are only going to get harder. So I feel like we're in a really good place, you guys. I'm really positive about round two.
If anyone leaves us a bad review, I'm going to be so sad.
We're doing our best.
So hard. Okay.
Doing our best with this one. We are so excited to do it because we have, believe it or not, had multiple requests for Lord of the Rings. And we know it's like a really popular fandom that
that's
we should.
That's why I'm panicking.
I just want to do it justice. So I'm very stressed out about
it. Such a fandom. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with round two.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Man, has it been a year. After a whole year of pandemic living, I'm in the mood for a little bit of adventure. How about you? That's why I'm so excited to tell you all about Frost River's adventure gear. Reliable bags, packs, and totes from Frost River means it's never been easier to seek that adventure you keep putting off for someday, today. Frost River adventure gear isn't just made with durability in mind. It's made with your next adventure at heart. With sustainable sourced materials and solar-powered manufacturing facilities, Frost River creates every piece of gear by hand right here in the good old U.S. of A. For the past two decades, Frost River has set the standard in adventure packs, bags, and gear, and now they're raising the bar. Not only do they source made-in-USA materials to handcraft each and every pack, they also repair packs to thwart throwaway culture and are now using solar energy to create even less waste without compromising quality. Stop waiting for your next adventure and start seeking your someday today at frostriver.com/family road trip. Use promo code road trip for free shipping on your next order. Again, that's frostriver.com/family road trip with promo code road trip for free shipping on your next order. Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself can be a little bit tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, anxiety, family conflicts, trauma, sleeping, or if you just need to chat with somebody, they are there for you. Anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request request a new one at any time at no additional charge. You just press a button. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, but best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round 2. We're in it to win it here. Meredith Baggins.
Okay. Meredith Baggins is back.
Meredith Baggins of Bag End. Are you ready for round 2?
I just want to remind everyone I have a dog named Bilbo.
Okay.
So you like me again before I butcher another round of trivia.
All right. Question number 1. The only way to destroy the Ring of Power is to throw it into the fires of what?
Into the mountain.
It's more specifically, it's Mount Doom. Sorry. So it is Mount Doom, guys. Okay. Oh. Question number 2. Which hero tries to steal the ring from Frodo?
It's the human. I don't know what his name was. Okay, tell me.
It's Boromir.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's him. Okay, question number 3. How does Sam enslave Gollum?
Well, I don't know.
It's a very Wonder Woman-esque move, you guys, with the elvish rope.
Oh, yeah.
The elvish rope gets him every time. Okay, question number 4. Who does Aragorn marry?
Aragorn marries Arwen.
Yes, they're like my favorite couple.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of love stories happening in Lord of the Rings, so
This is it.
It's all that got me through it, I'm going to be honest with you, because Liv Tyler is gorgeous. Okay,
yeah.
Question number 5. What vision does Arwen see that convinces her to come back?
Her husband and her son. Her husband and
yes.
her son.
Yes, Aragorn with her son. That is correct. Yeah. Question number 6. What was Gollum called before he found the ring?
Oh, I know it. It's Sméagol.
Sméagol, that's right. Yep, Sméagol. Yeah, I mean, that ring was really like a glow down for him.
Just
really.
Total glow down.
Okay.
That's what question I look like in the morning when I wake up.
I know. It's how I eat in the morning also. Okay. Just hunched over like an open fridge, just stuffing food in my mouth, you guys.
Except it's just like raw cookie dough and you're like,
I'm a catch. Question number 7. What form does the ancient creature Shelob take?
I don't know.
She's a spider.
Okay.
A super creepy spider.
Okay.
A lot of aggression in that one. Okay. Question number 8. When it looks like Frodo can't walk any further, what does Sam do?
Oh, he gives him a piggyback.
He does. He carries him on his back. Sam is bestie. Good job, bestie.
Good job, Samwise.
Okay, question number 9. In the movie Return of the King, who becomes King of Gondor?
Aragorn. Aragorn.
Aragorn, yes, that is correct. He does become the king. Okay, final question, you guys. Gonna end it on a happy little love note. Who does Samwise Gamgee marry?
I don't know.
Well, if it wasn't Rosie Cotton. Rosie Cotton.
Rosie Cotton.
High school sweethearts, probably.
So sweet.
So cute. All right, guys, you did it. Meredith, you did it. You survived another episode of the Road Trip Trivia Podcast, Lord of the Rings edition. You did great. I'm going to be honest.
If you got more than five, you beat me in the car ride today. If you have more than five, that's all I got.
All right. You have to let us know how you did. Head to our Facebook page and let us know. We want to share your scores and photos. And we'll even feature them probably on our Instagram page. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. You can find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, we'd love you to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Those are the type of reviews these kiddos love. So we'd like to see more of those. And make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. All right, my hobbits, have a really great day.
Orcas are dolphins.
Well, they're members of a dolphin family.
They're often mistaken for whales because
a killer whale,
but it's actually a killer dolphin.
Yeah.
Let's just say it. Let's just tell these kids.
Okay.
Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.